This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
green bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. I am... I'm speechless. Gwyneth and I have been talking about land prices, building prices in Australia. Gwyneth, I looked up the cost of farmland in Australia. I am stunned.
Yep.
Stunned. In 2017, if you use acres as the measurement, 1 acre of land in Australia, farmland, is almost $8,000. Mm. It's way more than twice the price of land in the United States. It's more than 6 times the cost of land where our farm is. 6 times.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
But I'll tell you what, it depends
how,
on the
how
land.
Can anybody's...
Yeah, it depends mm-hmm. on the land and it depends on where it is. Around here, there is a farm adjacent to our farm, actually. It's for sale at the moment. It's 517 or thereabouts acres. And they want $500,000 for it. And if I had $500,000 lying around, I'd buy it. It's a really nice farm.
Well, that's roughly $1,000 per acre.
Yeah, and that is around about what you pay for farmland here, but it's pretty pathetic land. And you've got to put a great deal of effort into building it up. And, you know, if you're interested in doing that and maintaining the fertility of the soil is an uphill battle. You know, you've really got to know what you're doing as a farmer because it's granite soil. And granite soil makes about the worst pasture ever, you know. It's got two modes of being, rock and concrete. So rock, concrete is one mode. And the other mode is bog, okay? And you get rain here for maybe 5 or 6 months of the year, and the other 6 or 7 months of the year is a drought every single year. And that means you might not get any rain at all for 5 or 6 months of the year. And about one in every 3 years is a worse than normal drought where you might get maybe a foot of rain. That's 12 inches or less. And about once every 3 years on the other end of the scale, there's an absolutely flooding deluge where you might get foot of rain within a week. So it's a land of extremes, and I'll tell you what, eucalyptus trees grow really, really well here. And if you know what you're doing, you can make money, but it's there's a reason why the land here is $1,000 an acre, and most of the farmers who live around here are broke. So, and the only reason
sounds
they're
like
on
my,
their
sounds
land
like
at
my
all
neighborhood.
Is because they inherited it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds like my neighborhood. Gwyneth, how many, if you were to estimate, how many acres would it take to support one cow? in your neck of the woods?
Well, I own 20 acres of land here, and I would struggle to feed one cow.
Okay.
Yeah.
In Missouri, where we are, it typically takes between 2 and 3 acres per cow.
Yeah.
So our farm actually is, because we manage it better than other farms, because we're very careful with what we do and we don't overgraze and we let the grass recover, we can probably get 1 cow on 2 acres.
Yeah.
But that's really good. That's really, really good for our neck of the woods. So, class, if you were thinking, you know, if you have an acre, you can have like 10 cows, then the answer is no.
No. You can't do that. Yeah. But there's not many cow farmers around here. Mostly it's sheep farmers. But they generally have thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of acres of land. And they might only have, 500 or 1,000 sheep. So they might have 1 sheep to every 5 acres. That's a sheep.
Wow. Not much to eat.
That's how pathetic the country is here. This is Australia. And Australia as a continent has the worst farmland in the whole world. Yeah.
So how can they justify so much money for these row houses? How does this happen? I'm just stunned. I can't imagine somebody coming over to the farm, our farm, and saying, "I'll tell you what, we're glad to help you. Okay, how much would you like me to pay you? Oh, $100 an hour." I'd show them the highway really quickly. It's an enormous amount of money.
It is. Like I say, apparently a lot of it is money laundering money. But as well as that, the banks have been lending at an absolutely ridiculous rate. And they are basically just rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic, as the saying goes. They know that it can't last. It has to go down because even if some of the money does come from the underworld, there is a lot of mortgage debt out there on these $1 and $2 million houses. And you'll notice that not all of these houses are two-story places. There's a lot of single-story row houses out there, and they are tiny. They literally are shoeboxes, you know. And like I say, it's just gobsmacking. There is another option if you want to live in Melbourne, okay, and you don't want to live in the middle class suburbs, and you know have to put bollards in your driveway, to stop your car from getting robbed out of your own driveway. Don't have to worry about getting robbed every time you go to the supermarket or whatever at the shopping mall. You can live in a suburb and actually get a reasonable block of land with a nice little suburban house on it in a suburb such as if you type into realestate.com.au Ferntree Gully. That's Ferntree Gully. And you'll see that the real estate prices are a lot more reasonable. If you just want to quickly do that.
Yeah.
And
I'm doing that right now.
Yeah.
Okay,
half
the price.
You'll be amazed by the price difference.
Half the price.
In
Ferntree Gully, you can get a house that might be considered in the United States to be a Victorian house, something around the 1890s in construction date, for $500,000, which is still an enormous amount of money.
Still an enormous amount of money, but guess what? Ferntree Gully is a 2-hour commute into the city. Is that jaw-dropping or what? That's amazing, isn't it? Oh, not only that, they don't tell you that the whole suburb has a reputation for meth labs and for being, my son would call it a bit of a yee-yee area, except he says it's somewhere like yee-yee, which means like redneck. It has a reputation.
I'm looking.
In Australia, we would call them bogans. It's a bogus.
I'm looking at a house. I'm looking at a house with a very low pitch roof. Like, it's not even 412. It might be like 212 or 312. A very almost flat roof. 730,000 for a relatively new house, maybe 20 years old.
Yeah. But it's a redneck area. It has a reputation for people who grow interesting herbs, let's just say, in their back gardens, and meth labs, and people who want to decorate their front yard with bashed up General Motors vehicles.
Well, I would have to say it looks like a redneck area or a hillbilly area. That's what we would call it in the United States.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at something that looks like a converted mobile home with a deck here and a deck there added on.
Yeah.
Looks like the owner designed it himself, had no architectural design knowledge at all, did it all by himself, and it looks like it, $715,000.
Was that how much?
$715,000.
You've got to be kidding me.
Are these
redneck trailer property, basically.
That's
what
right.
What you call in the U.S.
Yeah.
Like he moved a trailer home onto his property and just decided to build around it.
Yeah. Yeah, the centerpiece would be the trailer. And let's put a little pressure-treated deck on the side. Oh, let's put a little tiny one on the front. Yeah, that's what this is. And there's no, in terms of style. Right, in terms of style, it's absent of any style. It's absent of any architectural standards. It's absent of, that's nice. You can't say that about a single one of these.
It's a redneck special.
And that's a great way to put it.
It's in a redneck special area, and guess what? It is. The whole suburb is a redneck suburb. I've had a reputation of being that as long as I've been in Australia. Yeah.
So, Gwyneth, are you thinking about moving?
No.
This is crazy.
I'd be crazy to. You know, out here,
okay.
You know, I own my own home. It's a 20-acre farm. It has a house on it, which is an older house. It's a mud brick house, but the roof doesn't leak. And I live off the grid, so I have no bills, and the house is paid for. And I've fought the council already on the property tax issue, and they've dug themselves into a hole on that matter. And the matters are a stalemate, and they can't move forward. Because they had a... they tried to issue me with a court order, but the judge's name that they had on the court order didn't even exist, which meant that it was a fraudulent court order. So how's that, Vincent?
Good for you.
You can't win against these people. Because they're in the wrong.
We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. 1-877-711-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth, you want to talk about some video games? You want to...
Yeah.
Move over to what are your thoughts about video games?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's some really, really interesting video games at the moment, okay? And some of them have received quite a bit of attention online and others of them haven't. But there's something going on with the video games, Vincent, and I'll tell you what it is, okay? The first one was issued, first of all, back in about 1986, and it began its life as a role-playing board game, okay? And that was Cyberpunk 2020 was the name of this board game that they're going to reissue it next year. April of next year is the release date. They're going to reboot this board game as a computer game. And the computer game is going to be called Cyberpunk 2070, okay? And it's to commemorate the fact that, you know, that we are actually in 2020, and this is sort of like the next jump down the road for this particular game. And apparently there are people out there who gather and they play these board games, something like along the Dungeons & Dragons type genre of game. So, in other words, this is not Snakes and Ladders, and it's not Monopoly. Basically, you build a character, and he has particular traits, and then you, you know, you play this character in the game. So it's probably a lot more like, I don't know, Second Life or, one of these first-person shooter role-playing video games rather than, a standard board game. But they've adjusted to the 21st century. They're going to put this one out on, in a computer format. And the thing about this game is, okay, if you go back to the rules of the game that was issued in 1986, it was Cyberpunk 2020. And you can go and you can look up the rule book online. So if you've got a Cyberpunk 2020 rule book online, you can go and look it up. But the bit that's of interest to me is what they said what the year 2020 was going to be like. Okay? It says in the rule book that this era of 2020, everybody is divided into their own little groups, and that the people who were running the show were pitting group against group. So it's what Rick Sheban would call group identity politics. They actually predicted in 1986 that in the year 2020 that the whole society would be split apart by group identity politics and every sort of weirdness under the sun. That, you know, if you had, some difference from some other group, that made you extra special and that gave you what Rick Sheever would call group pity points. That actually this game, which was back in 1986, predicted it back in 1986 that this board game was put out. That's exactly what society would be like in the year 2020. And I'm going like, what the heck is going on here? You know, these people who put these games together, they're obviously not just getting in their basements and just writing this out all on their own. Something is guiding them, or they are guiding whatever the process is, okay? And the rule book for Cyberpunk 2070 has yet to come out, as far as I know. But when it does, I would be very, very interested to see what it is predicting. Because basically, the 2020 rulebook is basically a cross between what Rick Sheban is predicting and what I'm predicting is the emergence of a Mad Max world. And I think that it's, you know, and that's exactly what the Cyberpunk game is saying. And I think we're heading into a break again.
Yeah, hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300 or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former White House Communications Chief Hope Hicks is behind closed doors with members of the House Judiciary Committee. Hicks spent years as a close aide and advisor to Donald Trump before and after he was in the White House. The White House ordering Hicks not to answer questions about her time at the White House, setting up a possible legal dispute with Democrats. Although Hicks was interviewed extensively by former Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team, she now works for Fox News.
The Democrat Party has become more radical, more dangerous, and more unhinged than at any point in the modern history of our country.
President Trump there kicking off his re-election bid at a huge rally in Orlando last night. Senate Democrat and White House hopeful Kamala Harris reacts to his speech.
This president wants us to keep looking in the rearview mirror instead of looking out of the front windshield.
And this is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth, if one has a chat with someone who was just recently released from the military, and their contract is up, and you say, so what do you guys used to do, you know, in your downtime? Well, we worked out, played video games.
I called Judy. Bro, probably that's
play video
that's
games.
They
played video games. And if you look at what happened with video games, they started around the 1980s when computers had enough horsepower in order to run the graphics. And they were these shoot-em-up type games. There was Tank Warfare. I think it was, Atari's Battle Zone was one of the first.
Actually funded by the U.S. Department of Defense to be training tools for the U.S. military. That's where they originated from. And all of the big ones like Halo and Call of Duty and all the rest of them, they all started out that way. But I'll tell you what, Vincent, what I'm about to say to you is absolutely going to blow your mind, because there is a game out there, and it's called Assassin's Creed, okay? And the plot, the storyline of Assassin's Creed is that basically you are this Black Ops assassin, okay? And you have been specially selected to be involved in a government program, and you are there against your will. You are trapped in a Black Ops facility, and you're generally quite well treated in this facility, but you are required to go inside a machine, and what they do is they jack into your DNA when you are in this machine, and you go back into one of your past lives as an assassin. And you have targets that you have to go and get, and you have missions that you have to go and accomplish in your past life of being an assassin. And you might go back to the days of the Knights Templar, or you might go back to the War of Independence or the English Civil War or any of these places. But generally, the objective of the game, in the end, is that you have a prime target. And to win the game, you have to kill the prime target. Okay? And to be perfectly honest, Assassin's Creed 1 and 2, I forget what the prime targets were. Okay? But I know who the prime target was in Assassin's Creed 3, and you'll never guess who it is. It's Dr. Elliotson. Does that name ring a bell, Vincent?
Share with us who Dr. Elliotson
was Dr. Norm Shealy in a past life. Have I just blown your mind? Is that gobsmacking?
Absolutely.
And guess who?
Does Norm know about this?
I don't know.
Does Norm know about this?
I can tell you this is true. I don't know. Probably not. But you'll never guess who the prime target is in Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag. Bartholomew Roberts.
Wow.
I'm kind of spinning, because that is my Archie in a past life. So when you get two people so closely connected in the same circle of association in this life, and then they get a series of video games where in one of the games they target so that everybody who plays that game, their main objective in that game is to kill Dr. Elliotson. And in the very next episode of that video game, their main objective is to kill Bartholomew Roberts, the Pirate King. How's that?
How do you know?
What was that?
How do you know the relationship between Dr. Norm Shealy and Dr. John Elliotson?
He's mentioned it at some time, either on your show or on another show. And if Dr. Norm Shealy is listening, he would be able to call in and confirm it.
I'll ask him.
Norm Shealy, Dr. Elliotson, you will see that what I'm saying is true. So if you just quickly type in Norm Shealy, Dr. Elliotson, and you'll see that he's actually said it a number of times over the years that he is the reincarnation of Dr. Elliotson. And I'm just going,
yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, yep. You're absolutely right.
And and that I was there, in my past life, I was there alongside Bartholomew Roberts. I was his lover. And it's sort of like that they couldn't, nobody would know who George Wilson was unless they were a student of piracy, you know, of the golden age of piracy. And in that circle, everybody knows me. Everybody knows George Wilson. They all know that that's the lover of Bartholomew Roberts in, you know, in golden age scholar piracy circles. Or, you know, and if they don't believe it's his lover, they know that it's his really, really, really good friend. But it's really, and I'm saying, because you see this whole thing of putting people into government facilities, checking into their DNA, and then making them go back into their past lives, that's getting pretty close to Project Monarch territory, actually. That it would not surprise me 1 ounce to actually learn that there was actually a government project which had that format. You know, because I've heard of weirder things that have actually turned out to be true. But the fact is that they are targeting, with these games, Norm Shealy and myself, indirectly through Roberts, but like I say, they had to have Roberts there to actually, you know, because like I say, nobody knew who George Wilson was. But it's the energy, and I'm saying, is this just all coincidence? But the older I get, the less, you know, there's a part of me which is inclined to just go, nah, you know. But the older I get, the less inclined I am to believe in coincidence. And the thing is that Norm Shealy and I have both suffered amazing attacks. We've both got a really big set of bad karma there, which we have to deal with, because Dr. Elliotson was not a particularly nice guy. And neither was George Wilson, actually. Roberts, he wasn't the nastiest of the Caribbean pirates, but he was no angel either. You know, we're all dealing with a really bad set of karma, trying to make things right. And then there's these games come out which basically, you know, put a target psychically on our backs. You know? So I'm just thinking, what on earth is going on here? Does that make sense? I know it doesn't make sense. I'm just saying, well, you know, what's going on? I know that these people who make these video games have made a lot of video games, and also board game type role play games that are, you know, heavily predictive. There's another one out there called the Illuminati game, which is quite famous. You get cards and they describe the World Trade Center bombing, and they describe all sorts of things, you know, massive plagues, and the Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton crime fiasco and all of this sort of thing, years and years and years before any of it ever happened, you know. But I'm saying, what's going on here with the games?
You mentioned Project Monarch, and traces back to the Nazis. Would you care to tell us a little bit more about Project Monarch?
Okay. Basically, they would get children, and they would select them because of their genetics. They tended to be blonde-haired and blue-eyed, and they would conduct experiments on them. And they would basically torture them, and, you know, mentally, physically, sexually, whatever other way you could think of, in an effort to get them to release special abilities. And sometimes these abilities would manifest in a quite extraordinary way. And there's very few children from the Project Monarch that have ever survived towards adulthood. There are a few out there in the universe, but there's even fewer of them that are actually mentally balanced. Most of the graduates of Project Monarch that graduate and become adults and are not killed as a part of the process, most of them grow up to be mentally deranged and assassins, multiple personality disorders and such like. And one of the only ones that I know of who was involved with Project Monarch is anything like a sane person as a fellow by the name of Stuart Swerdlow. And he's got a remarkable story to tell. If you ever come across him, one of his best friends is a fellow by the name of Preston Nichols. Okay? And Preston Nichols was a antenna engineer, of all things. And if anyone wants to read Preston Nichols and Stuart Swerdlow's story, they can go online and just type in Preston Nichols, that's N-I-C-H-O-L-L-S, and Stuart, that's S-W-E-R-D-L-O-W, and you'll read their story. I could be here all... I could be here for about 6 hours telling you a story. It's too much to fit into the time that we have. But basically, they managed to open a portal. And they managed to have some sort of a breach in the space-time continuum. And it had to do as well as that with the Philadelphia experiment. And basically that they were able to, you know, get some people from the for that particular ship that was involved in the Philadelphia experiment. And all of this, you know, it's too much, it's too complex to say at this time. But this is the sort of territory that we're getting into, and to say that, you know, that the government is operating a program where they're getting people who were assassins in their past lives and putting them into government labs and testing their DNA, you know, and messing with them and getting them to go back into their past lives and go and do more black operations 300 years ago, you know, that's that sort of territory. And I'm thinking, well, that's actually, you know, if what Nichols and Swerdlow was saying was true, which I think it probably might have been.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Very sobering discussion with Gwyneth Isaacs live in Australia. Gwyneth, I knew a man by the name of Al Bielek. His spelling of his last name, B-I-E-L-E-K. B-I-E-L-E-K. You can look it up on the internet, class. And Al Bielek and Mrs. Finelli and I were talking about the Philadelphia experiment. Al Bielek said he was there. He was one of the few survivors, as you mentioned.
Wow.
And this was an experiment.
He would know. In that case, he may know Preston Nichols and Stuart Swerdlow.
That's probably the case. Them. However, yeah, Al Bielek died at, he was 84 years old when he died in 2011, so I can't ask him. But
yeah.
I did try to look him up years ago to see if I could get him on the air with us and talk about it, because when I met him, it was in the 1990s. And it was a riveting, riveting discussion. It was just, just Mrs. Finelli, Al Bielek, me, and our children were there. And
wow.
Just us, just the Finellis and Al Bielek. And we spent, on that particular topic, we spent about, I'm thinking about a half hour. And he was absolutely dead serious that this happened, that Albert Einstein, Robert von Neumann, and other scientists were involved. Nikola Tesla's theories were used to, and the plan was to make the USS Eldridge, a ship, a naval ship, disappear from radar so that our enemies in World War II could not see it with radar. and there was an accident. And using a Tesla coil and a couple diesel generators below deck to power this Tesla coil, there was an accident, and a space-time accident, and men were fused.
They ended up in 1984.
They were fused into the deck of the ship.
Yeah, they were.
They were literally, melded, if you will.
In 1984, Preston Nichols had built what he called an antenna, okay? He was busy working for the U.S. government at a place called Montauk, which is just outside of New York. And he was building this so-called antenna for them at Montauk. He was an antenna engineer, and he switched it on, and this portal opened. And there was a ship in the portal, and there were people, apparently some people fell out of the ship fell into the portal and ended up in 1984, okay? And they saw what the world was like in 1984.
Back in 1943.
And then they went back to 1943 and told the U.S. government about it. And I'm suspecting that Al Bielek was one of the guys who was in 1984 and then went back to 1943 and told the U.S. government about what he had seen in 1984, and it was accurate.
Well, Gwyneth, I've got to tell you,
haven't I?
Well, Gwyneth, you and I have never, never talked about this.
No.
Like this. Okay?
No.
Well, Al Bielek told us about the Montauk Project, exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, my gosh. He never talked to you about that.
No, but Al Bielek, you're right. Al Bielek told me in person back in the late 1990s about the Philadelphia experiment in 1943 because we had to make our ships invisible because our ships were being sunk and the U.S. Navy wanted to make them invisible so that fewer of them would be sunk in the ocean. So they got, and he mentioned Robert Van Neumann. He did not mention Preston Nichols, as I remember. He might have, but I don't remember that. But he did talk about Montauk, and he talked about MK Ultra, and he talked about the space-time hole that this accident created. He talked about these things. And I've got to tell you, at that time, I didn't know as much as I did, so he was speaking very, very quickly. And did I understand it at all? No, I didn't. I didn't. But I surely wish I could have that same chat with him today, because I'd have a whole bunch of questions.
Well, this is what concerns me about these video games. Is I know that these people have a rule, and that they have to tell you what they're doing before they do it. And when I see Assassin's Creed, and when I see them sending people's souls back into the past, and I know that you can send a soul back into its previous incarnation, okay, for that soul to do work in that previous incarnation, because I've done it. I've done it many times with my own soul, gone back to my previous incarnation. Sometimes just for a look around, sometimes just to have fun, but sometimes because I've got work to do.
Gwyneth, we're out of time. We're out of time. I'm so sorry to say it.
We'll have to spend a whole show on this at some stage, Vincent.
Let's do it. Yeah. Thank you, Gwyneth.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.